to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
One of the women that Congressman Wiener was sexting turns out to be a porn star. Do you know that? Yeah, he was sexting a porn star, yeah. When asked how it was possible to get involved with someone in such a sleazy business, the porn star said, "I don't know."
That's Conan O'Brien, one of many having some fun at Congressman Wiener's expense. And that's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen welcoming you in here. Let's get started with Talk host Charlie Sykes, who has a caller focused on whether she thinks Congressman Wiener will survive or not.
I'm not going to ask should he survive. I'm going to ask whether you think he will survive. I always find it, I'll tell you why I find this interesting. I find it very interesting the way we constantly are changing the standards. It depends on whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, a liberal or a conservative. Sometimes things that before the scandal occurs, you think there's no way that person's ever going to come back from that, and they do. What makes the difference between people who survive scandals and the people who are done in by? John Edwards, I think, has been totally destroyed by his scandal. Bill Clinton survived his. Charlie Rangel is still in Congress. Elliot Spitzer was with a prostitute. He's out. I mean, you have Senator John Ensign, a Republican from Nevada, who was forced to resign. You have, what's the senator from, Republican Senator Vitter from Louisiana, who was apparently involved with some call girls. He got reelected. Well, what determines whether you survive or don't survive? In New York, New York District number 26, that was the seat just won by a Democrat. That was vacated by a Republican who had taken pictures of himself without his shirt on and sent it to some woman on Craigslist. Okay, so if a Republican congressman who takes a picture of himself shirtless has to resign, what about a guy who's taken a picture of his, I don't know, his stuff? The other question is, if you want to just think about this, if you could actually ask Anthony Weiner the fundamental question, the basic question, what would it be? Does he survive? Lisa from St. Francis.
I would say, I mean, there's a total double standard when it comes to Democrats, of course, but I think they're going to throw him under the bus. I think Nancy Pelosi coming out that quickly, I think he's a distraction. Obama doesn't need any distractions with all the problems he has right now. He doesn't want something that's going to make the Democrats look bad. I think he's gone.
Yeah, I think if he was more popular or if he, I'm just guessing this guy is just pretty much loathed by even by his own colleagues, which is why they've been so fast to turn on him.
And his wife is a popular figure, and I'm sure that has something to do with it.
Talk host Matt Murphy here with Scott Stantis from the Chicago Trib about the way so many are piling on.
I've been defending him this morning in the sense that there are some that are piling on, and I think it's a lot of politics, a lot of comeuppance. I think a lot of Republican pundits are trying to get a pound of flesh back from the whole Mark Foley and Larry Craig, the names, but you know the litany of Republicans that have gone down because of stuff like this. Chris Lee out of New York. Is there a little bit of getting back their pound of flesh on this?
I think that's part of it, but what's interesting to me is looking at the left and how they're gnashing. The New York Times, of all people, are just castigating this guy, demanding his resignation, and he's a moral blah, blah, blah. Curiously, where were they when Bill Clinton was raping, sort of kind of consensually having sex with underlings? I think they have a sense of guilt on that side, and they're trying to rectify it by piling onto this guy, who's a fairly minor player. I mean, he was in Ascension, but he was also obviously appropriately named, a bit of a wiener. And so throwing him to the wolves and saying, see, we have morals, too.
Is the lying enough to call? See, to me, yeah, he's a liar. He's a scumbag. He's a jerk. I mean, the way that he handled this demonstrates.
He just described 99% of the Congress.
Well, I mean, but, isn't he? I mean, doesn't that make him a good representative of the district of New York that he represents? I mean, is this enough to say this man must resign?
It shows such a profound lack of judgment. It's embarrassing to the extreme because it's so immature. It's so stupid. It shows a level of arrogance we all knew he had, those of us who were familiar with him prior to a few days ago.
Coming up, more reaction and some fallout to Wiener's scandal and then the subsequent apology and more debate on whether or not he should resign. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Doug Steffen here. Counting them down or counting them up, depending on how you look at it. We take the top 10 items of the week, two of them a day, and we're talking now about Wiener and Wienergate. That's been the big thing all week long. Steve Scott talks to Maggie Haberman from Politico.com now.
A top Democrat, Tim Kaine, the former DNC chair, is calling for Anthony Wiener to step down. Is that significant?
Oh, it's very significant. I mean, Tim Kaine is former DNC chair. He is a Senate candidate in a very important state right now, Virginia, which is important to the White House next year, and he is close to President Obama. This is a big deal. This is the first major call by a big-name Democrat, for Anthony Wiener to leave, and the more that starts to come, the harder it becomes for Anthony Wiener to hang on.
You mentioned the connection between Tim Kaine and President Obama. Could this be an indirect message from the president that it's time for Wiener to go?
Well, we'll know in a couple of days, but I certainly don't think that if we start to see more evidence or stories such as, you know, sources close to the president have gotten tired of this distraction, I think this certainly could be a preceding moment to that. I do think that Tim Kaine is acting in some respects in his own interests right now because he's running in a competitive race, but I certainly think if he thought the White House was going to oppose that view, he would not have said it.
Interesting that you report on Politico.com that the Wieners, the congressman and his wife, have been talking with the Clintons.
Well, you know, Huma Abedin is essentially a surrogate Clinton family member. She's worked for Hillary Clinton for well over a decade. I first met her in 1999 when Hillary Clinton was running for the Senate in New York. She is, really grown up with the family. Chelsea Clinton described her as like a sister at Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner's wedding, and Bill Clinton officiated that wedding. And so, to some extent, Anthony Wiener has become a Clinton by extension. He
reached out to Bill Clinton. It was one of the calls on his list, and he has made many of them, as I understand it, of people to whom he wanted to offer an apology.
You have been following the story very closely. What's your latest read? Can Anthony Weiner survive, at least finish out his congressional term?
I think, assuming that nothing else comes forward in the lines of, A, that we're talking about underage girls, B, if there was anything physical that did go on, C, you know, if it all proved that he was truly dishonest in that press conference where he came clean. And then lastly, the other possible bar is, you know, there's a House Ethics Probe, if that comes up with something. If he is able to go through all of those hurdles, then yes, he can survive. I actually think that Nancy Pelosi's call for the House Ethics investigation bought him a little time, because that will take several months.
If you think you couldn't think less of Weiner, his wife is pregnant, according to Talk Host Dave Bose.
It looks like, now here we are on a day when Congressman Weiner has all kinds of problems. The Democrats are, there's a building movement among Democrats to try and force the Weiner out. There is breaking news today that the X-rated photograph that Andrew Breitbart referred to in the press conference originally, that he wasn't going to release, he was on one of these shock jock kinds of things, not my cup of tea. But he's on one of these shows, and he had the photograph, the X-rated photograph, to prove to them that he possessed it. And he's been showing it to reporters, but not releasing it. And then, shockingly, the shock jocks took a picture of it and apparently put it online, and it's everywhere now. So it's a picture of a picture. So on the day when the picture of Anthony Weiner's full-blown privates are out there on the net, it turns out that Congressman Weiner also has a little Weiner. That's right. His wife is pregnant. Little Weiner is very early in his stages of development, but it looks like his wife, according to the City Room blog on the New York Times, his wife Huma Abedin is pregnant. No doubt that will be a fairly awkward time. I'm not sure. You know how sometimes guys joke around about having to wake up early and run around and get all kinds of different foods and cravings? His standing in the family arrangement should be small enough at this point, so he should have no complaining whatsoever, assuming she stays with him at all. By the way, this headline from the Washington Post, pressure ramps up on Weiner to resign. I can't help myself. That's just so funny. I want to know, somebody told me they thought that his wife, who works with Hillary Clinton, you know, here there's a lot of parallels there. Hillary had Bill Clinton, and she thought, well, Bill Clinton's this up-and-comer. He's got all this charisma. He's a rising star in the Democrat Party. So she attaches herself to this guy as a partner in life. And who knows? The sky's the limit. And she ends up being first lady. And some were saying, well, Huma Abedin is similar because she's found this up-and-coming congressman. He's a prominent spokesman for the Democrats. Who knows where the limit is? But honestly, can you imagine? I mean, will there ever be a President Weiner? It's just not going to happen. If you want to run for president, you would have to change your, at least say that your name is Weiner. Even being a Weiner is better than being a Weiner if you're going to be running for president. I don't see how you overcome that particular problem. So, anyway, as far as Democrats go, it looks like there's increasing pressure to get Representative Anthony Weiner to step aside, to force him to finish early when it comes to his congressional term in office.
Coming up, more hosts and callers weigh in on the debate over whether Congressman Weiner ought to resign.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television in the focus on the countdown. The scandal surrounding New York Congressman Anthony Weiner. Here, talk host Dave Visor speaks to political science professor Bob Spitzer about the numerous politicians in New York that have gotten caught up in some of these ridiculous scandals.
Here we go again. What's going on here?
Well, good question. Anthony Weiner has generally been considered a very sharp politician, very smart, very politically savvy, yet he clearly exposed himself to political dynamite, so to speak, by using various social media to send out not only lots of messages to women, but also photographs. Apparently, there are other photographs floating around, including some pretty X-rated ones, it is said anyway. And that certainly is a parallel with Elliot Spitzer, who also, I think, deluded himself that his activities would not come to light, and of course they did. And it's men behaving badly, I guess, and men in power who think that they're invulnerable and that these activities won't catch up to them.
Yeah, is it the power game that they're playing here? I mean, that they're getting attention, and people, and there are women out there interested because, hey, remember, Congress is only, 535 total.
Well, sure. I mean, they're politically important. They're celebrities of sorts. I mean, Weiner pretty well known among representatives in the House. And so it's not surprising that people in power, people with visibility can attract women or attract various kinds of attention. But the real question is why he exposed himself to this problem in the first place,
so to
because
speak.
It's a self-created problem.
And not only that, but okay, and I've said this a few times, Bob, it's more than the crime, if you will, and I use that term in quotes because it's not an actual crime at this point, it's the cover-up. The fact that he denied it and said repeatedly on interviews, well, I was hacked, and then to come back out and say, okay, well, yeah, that was me.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I think that's really the most startling bit of information, or revelation, that is to say that he denied this for over a week. There's an old quotation that's attributed to Henry Kissinger, who once said that anything that will come out ultimately
must come out immediately. And this was something that was going to come out, and Wiener would have done himself a whole lot of good if he had fessed up right away. But people don't, because they would, especially about sexual matters, they're embarrassed. They're hoping that they can keep it from their families, and that's a pretty typical pattern. And political judgment flies out the window when you're thinking about sex, I think.
Taco's Todd Jeffries and Don Pryor talking about what Wiener's constituents have had to say about their congressman.
Here's what a lot of people in the streets of Queens have to say about their representative.
I'm sure there's more to come. I don't think he's any different than anybody else. It's just a shame for him, but it's really a shame for the American public.
These politicians need to be responsible. They can't be responsible at home. They can't be responsible to take care of us. So they just step down.
I think if you're going to admit something like that, that's your opportunity to bow out.
Tears mean nothing. If he wouldn't have gotten caught, he wouldn't have been apologizing.
Whatever he does in his private life is his business.
He could use a little therapy, but, you know, I don't think this is unforgivable.
Now, some people on the streets of Queens say that he should just bow out, resign, but he says he's not. He's holding firm. He's going to go back and apologize to his wife and family, and he's not going to step down. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says that they will launch an ethics investigation, but nobody, Democrat or Republican, are really saying this guy should step down.
Why launch an ethics investigation?
Well, they want to determine if any campaign or government computers, cell phones, or computers were used to commit this evil act.
Okay. All right.
That would be a violation of ethics codes and standards and policies for the House of Representatives.
There is an obvious ethics question here to begin with.
Coming up, we'll hear from Tim Pawlenty about his newly announced economic plan. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen, welcome back into the Talk Radio Review. Next up, the field of Republican presidential candidates. This week, former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty revealed his economic plan. He promises to cut taxes, reduce the size of government, and Google his way to cuts. On CNBC, Larry Kudlow talked to Tim Pawlenty about the criticism his economic plan is already getting.
But your critics are already out there today saying your broad-based tax cuts are going to blow up the budget deficit, and you don't have the spending cuts to go along with that. What's your reaction to that? You know they're going to hammer you. In fact, some Republicans are already expressing skepticism about your plan, much less the Democratic National Committee. What's your response to that?
Well, my response to it is our plan over a 10-year period not only balances the budget but can leave you in the black. And if you had reduced federal spending by even 1% a year from today's level over the next 6 years, you balance the budget in 6 years. But you add to that our tax cuts and the growth model and the spending cuts, and the net of it, dynamically scored over the next 10 years, is the budget's balanced and it leaves a surplus.
So you're saying growth is essential to spending and deficit and borrowing restraint? Is that your message?
Growth is essential, first of all, to a successful country and opportunity for our citizens, but you can't get to where we need to be without dramatically increasing growth, and President Obama's policies don't get it done. He doesn't even have a plan. He won't even address these issues. I have a plan. We put it on the table, and we got more to come in the coming months.
Where are you on the Paul Ryan Medicare plan?
Well, we're going to have our own plan, Larry. It's going to be coming out shortly. It's going to have some of the similar features, but it's going to have its own features. We're going to start paying for performance. So providers, hospitals, doctors, and clinics won't get paid just for volume. They'll get paid for better results and better outcomes. And then we'll leave Medicare as a choice, but it'll be a choice that'll be competing against a number of other choices as well.
Where are you on Mitt Romney's stubborn adherence to government mandates for individuals and businesses in the state of Massachusetts, presumably any other states? What's your take on Romney Care?
I'm one of the parties in the Florida lawsuit to have the individual mandate declared unconstitutional. It's an issue that was presented to me formally several times when I was governor. I rejected it every time, and we took a different approach in Minnesota. We want market-based, consumer-based reforms in health care. We want to give people incentives to make wise choices in a marketplace, not centralized choices and have government mandates and takeovers.
What's your Google test? You've got this very interesting part about the Google test, and you want to sell off a bunch of assets. Can you quickly tell us about the Google test in the Pawlenty plan?
Sure. The premise is, look, if you can go on Google and find a service or a product that's available in the private sector, then government probably shouldn't be producing or providing the product. Now, obviously, you have to apply a common sense and responsible layer of review on this. But, you know, when you've got FedEx, how much longer do you need the post office, at least as a government entity? Well, do we really need all of Amtrak to be public? No, you don't. I think the private entities could operate that. I don't think you need the government printing offices and on down the list. But there are a series of services that the government provides that I think you can have them compete or outsource it to the private sector.
You really want to sell off the snail mail post office? That's in your speech. You really want to privatize the post office?
Yeah, I think that would be a great idea. And I also think privatizing Fannie and Freddie would be a great idea. They're the culprits, one of the main culprits to the housing collapse and our economic crisis. And they got off scot-free in the abysmal Dodd-Frank reform.
Here's talk host Mitch Henk talking to one of his callers who really likes what Pawlenty has to say.
Let's take this call from Jay, who has a question about the former governor's proposal. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Mitch. First of all, I'd like to say I love his plan. Fantastic. Cut the rates, corporate rates, the dividends, all that. It's fantastic. However, my one question is, why the two-tier system? We had that alternative minimum tax, which was put in place way back when, and then all of a sudden, as the economy and earnings changed, you ensnared millions of more people in it because you put a number on it. Why can't we tie it to the GDP or the median income or some sliding scale, or better yet, just do a flat tax?
He wants to.
Everybody pays the same.
He wants to go 10% up to 50 as an individual, and then 25 after that, and 25 after 100 for a married couple. You know, he obviously has to have a baseline of revenue, and he's picking 25. People can argue about the details, but the key, Jay, is that he would be eliminating these deductions, these loopholes, these credits, these shelters, which are only given to people who give money to politicians.
Fantastic.
And while the rest of us get screwed. I mean, I think the details, the minutiae can be tweaked.
Yeah.
I think he's laying down the gauntlet. And I tell you what, I think he's got an advantage over Romney. Romney, who backtracked on so many issues, he was in favor of mandatory health insurance in Massachusetts, which caused prices to go up of health care by 45%, and which led the people of Massachusetts to vote for a Republican for Ted Kennedy's seat.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, if the GOP wants to guarantee a loss, they can nominate Romney.
Well, I just think he's in trouble.
Coming up, the focus shifts to Mitt Romney. Latest poll shows him neck and neck with President Obama.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye.
800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. DEET-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Father's Day is not for celebrating dads. It's for celebrating all our dads are. And now Hallmark's made celebrating dad even easier with new postage paid cards. Just pick the perfect card, then sign, seal, and send. No stamp required. So give it up for the big guy this Father's Day with new postage paid cards. Only from Hallmark and available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Postage paid available for select cards. U.S. only.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio. Right now, we're focused on some of the Republican presidential candidates. Talk host Garland Robinette here with political analyst Ron Fauché about a new poll that shows Romney in a virtual tie with President Obama.
Romney is the only Republican that's running neck and neck. Obama leads all other potential opponents tested in this poll. Leads Palin and Gingrich and Polenti, Michelle Obama, John Huntsman. Palin fares the worst, trailing Obama by 17 points. Any of this a surprise for you?
No, this is basically what we've been seeing for over a year now. Romney has done considerably better than most of these other Republican candidates. And Mike Huckabee, when he was considered a possible candidate, polled very well. Usually he and Romney would be the best against Obama. But clearly there's a difference now between how Romney would do versus people like Palin and Gingrich and even Polenti and Bachman. And I should say, some of these early polls are indicators of name recognition. You know, somebody like Polenti and John Huntsman, who are not that well known, they have a lot of potential to grow as candidates. But people like Palin and Gingrich don't, because they're well known. In fact, Palin and Gingrich are better known than Romney is. So if they're not doing well right now, that's an indication that it's going to be very hard for them to move up in the polls.
And part of the one of the things that I find very curious is everything I read says that if you're a candidate for anything, the better press you get, the more press you get, the more beneficial it is. This says in this poll, Palin faces a daunting challenge. 64% of Americans say they definitely would not vote for her for president. That's a new high. 63% describe her as unqualified for the job. And even among Republicans, 41% rule out voting for her. But when you look at the news, whether it be print, whether it be the internet, or whether it be network television, she's all over the place.
Yeah, and I think that's a great example of a perfect disconnect. It would be almost impossible for Sarah Palin to win the nomination and to win the general election. Just about every Republican in the country knows who she is. And know a lot about her, and 85% of them are not voting for her for president. And that's just of Republicans. That doesn't even get to independents, and it doesn't get to, of course, the Democrats. So Palin's electability against Barack Obama is absolutely terrible. And if you want to give Barack Obama the biggest favor you can give him, it could be to nominate Sarah Palin or probably Newt Gingrich, because neither one of them come close to beating Obama right now.
Utah TV reporter Carol Makita talks about Romney and his Mormon faith.
The article says, no question, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is having a moment. But is that because there are now many prominent Latter-day Saints in different walks of life, or because Americans are becoming more comfortable with the faith?
According to Newsweek magazine, this is the Mormon moment. The cover combines presidential candidate Mitt Romney's head on the body of a Broadway actor in the musical The Book of Mormon, which has 14 Tony nominations. One of the Newsweek reporters, McKay Coppins, a Latter-day Saint, says Americans still want to know more.
Mitt Romney and John Huntsman and other high-profile LDS politicians would really do their faith a lot of favors if they were willing to step up and say, yes, this is my religion. Yes, this is what I believe. And yes, it makes me who I am.
4 years ago, Romney addressed faith, and recently Huntsman did so. Political scientists say perception has changed a bit, but not much.
There are people in this country, people who potentially will be Republican Party delegates, who have real questions about whether or not Mormons are real Christians. The public opinion polls range from 34% to 39% of Republicans who indicate that as evangelicals, they will not vote for a Mormon for president.
From LDS Twilight author Stephanie Meyer to radio talk show host Glenn Beck, historians say popularity does not necessarily translate into acceptance.
There's always been tension between Mormonism and mainstream America. It's ebbed and flowed over time and continues to ebb and flow. This is just another moment in that ebb and flow of this broader historical trend.
It says a lot about Mormonism that it is being discussed both in serious national magazines and being lampooned on Broadway. I think it's a good thing for the church, really.
And McKay Coppins says with Mormonism now in the national spotlight, Newsweek editors asked him to be one of the reporters. His colleagues were very respectful of the faith. As a matter of fact, they now refer to him as the Latter-day Saint Wikipedia.
MSNBC's Angria Mitchell talking to Republican strategist Kevin Madden about how well Mitt Romney is doing in the polls.
From the Romney perspective, do you like being this far out front?
Well, I think Andrea, the front runner status is always sort of designed by formula. Somebody who ran the last time, somebody who starts to hover at the top of the poll, someone with national name identification, that tends to get the collective media and political observers. That's how you get tagged being the front runner. But I think the big difference here is whether or not you act like a front runner. Do you think that you can run from the front? You don't have to engage on issues. You can just hang out and let the rest of the course of your advantage. Run your campaign for you. And that's clearly not the case here with Governor Romney. He's gone out and made sure that he's raised the money. He's made sure he's gone out and pressed his message on the economy. And he's traveling to all the early primary states to make sure that he builds the infrastructure and meets with a lot of the voters that are there. So big canyon between whether or not you act like a front runner and whether or not you really are the front runner. Because this is a race that everybody will tell you, every candidate will tell you, is very wide open.
And how seriously do you take this new Quinnipiac? The other day there was a Washington Post ABC poll which had, I think, 49-46, Romney leading Barack Obama head-to-head. Now the new Quinnipiac is 47-41, Romney leading President Obama in a head-to-head match.
Well, it's important to remember that polls are a snapshot in time. So that poll right there is just a Polaroid of where the electorate is. I think they're judging President Obama and his record very harshly because he's had a dismal record on the number one issue that Americans care about, which is the economy. And in contrast to that, I think many voters look at Governor Romney, his experience in the private sector, his experience as a governor, his focus on the economy, his pledge to fix the economy, put the American public back on track. So that's a message that resonates in contrast with the president, who just hasn't seemed to get the economy on track, and his experience has been one where he's never had any experience on the economy, never had any experience in the private sector, has proven to be a very bad manager, and that's where you have a poll like that. But by no means is it set. It's very early.
I know that's the message that Mitt Romney was trying to put out with his campaign. campaign kickoff in New Hampshire. How annoyed was he? How annoyed were you as his big supporter with Sarah Palin showing up maybe 5 minutes away the same day in New Hampshire on that bus trip?
I don't think he was. Look, I don't think he was annoyed. What's really important to remember that when you're a presidential candidate in New Hampshire, at any given moment, there may be five, six presidential candidates in New Hampshire. So you have to just get used to sharing the stage, getting used to sharing the news cycle.
Coming up next, we'll hear about a possible problem brewing between Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin. Get out the lemon jello. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here. Talk radio, talk television, that's what we talk about. And the field of Republican presidential candidates, interesting group of people. NBC's Chuck Todd has a panel of analysts who are talking here about comments Michelle Bachmann's new campaign manager has made about Sarah Palin.
Michelle Bachmann hired veteran strategist Ed Rollins, who orchestrated Mike Huckabee's 2008 Iowa victory. Well, game on. Michelle Bachmann has publicly said she's friends with Sarah Palin, but after Rollins' comments yesterday, that friendship may be short-lived. Take a listen.
Sarah has not been serious over the last couple of years, and she, you know, she got the vice presidential thing handed to her. She didn't go to work in the sense of trying to gain more substance. She gave up her governorship.
Christina Bellantoni is associate politics editor for Roll Call. Ruth Marcus, columnist for The Washington Post. Vaughn Berber, politics editor for MSNBC.com. Ruth, let me start with you. I cringe every time I see somebody write a story that puts Bachmann and Palin in the same thing. It feels cheap. It feels easy. At the same time, here's Ed Rollins almost realizing that, yes, he knows that's an easy media narrative and trying to maybe distance quickly.
Well, you know, it's the pigeonholy thing, and, you know, women columnists have it, unfortunately, and women politicians have it also. And so there is, I think, inevitably going to be the comparison. I applaud you for the cringing. They do, in defense of the comparison, it's not just that they're both women. They do appeal to a similar demographic in terms of their ideology, not just their gender.
But Christina, what I think is interesting is that what Ed Rollins says to me is Michelle Bachmann's comfortable bringing somebody into her circle that she didn't really know and who had been critical of her in the past. That's not a Sarah Palin trait.
Not at all. Well, it also demonstrates she's seriously running for president, which really nothing Sarah Palin has done has demonstrated that, to me at least. Whether or not they end up both running and competing for the same types of voters doesn't really matter. I mean, Michelle Bachmann is making serious hires. She is taking on people, you know, as you mentioned, that have not been very fair to her in the past. And she's going out there, you know, really criticizing all these other candidates. She's playing for real.
Talk host Bob Durgin talking to callers about the newest entry to the presidential race. And that's Rick Santorum.
John, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Bob. I wanted to comment on Rick Santorum.
Yeah.
I'm a registered Republican, and I'm not voting for him. Before he lost in 2006, the reason he lost is because he didn't do anything. And we had a Democratic-controlled government here in Pennsylvania, and he didn't do anything, and he's nothing's going to change. He's boring.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. What? Now, you complained that when he was a U.S. senator and we had a Democratic-controlled government here in Pennsylvania that he didn't do anything. What was he supposed to do?
Well, change. I mean, if he's just going to sit there and click, he didn't fight for anything.
Well, but I mean,
I just remember in 2006, personally, it was a bad time, and I had written him a letter, and he didn't, I didn't expect him to respond.
But you were not holding him, in your statement a minute ago, you were not holding him responsible as a congressman, as a U.S. senator, from not doing anything about a Democratic-controlled government in the state, were you?
No.
All right, okay.
Him and Arlen Specter, I mean, they just didn't do anything for Pennsylvania as far as getting, I can't give any specifics. I just remember then it was the reason I didn't vote for him.
Were you unhappy with a lot of the statements he made on social issues? You remember some of them about same-sex marriages being akin to some kind of dog sex or something like that. Did that make you mad?
Yeah, because you know what? People can do, we have the right to do whatever we want to do. If people want to be homosexual, that's just, I don't think it's as big of a deal today as it is, but I wouldn't denigrate somebody's lifestyle choice. Just leave mine alone.
All right, thank you. Well, I don't think I got one call from somebody who admired Rick Santorum. Did I? I don't think I did. Not one call from a Republican. Of course, I don't know whether they were Democrats or Republicans, whatever. Not one call from someone who thought Rick Santorum that I admire him. I don't know what that's going to translate to in turn. I don't even know why Rick Santorum is running.
Find out more about all these items. Check out the top 10 in review. You can go through the entire week in the countdown box, Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.